Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Happy 2023. Hey, Virgil Russell, how y'all doing?
Oh, doing well. Happy New Year, everybody. The rain's done here in Houston area. It was sunny and low humidity today, about 70 degrees. I thought my dad went to heaven for a minute there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was telling Ann a while ago, went outside, the wind chill factor dropped so fast that it took my breath away. So I was like, nope, I'm coming back in. We're supposed to get hit with snow tonight, you know, and everything. So, but I tell you what, me and Virgil, we were talking yesterday, and we were connecting some dots. I'm sure you heard about Ray Epps, who was the instigator of the, you know, up there of the January 6th and everything. But what some people don't know, and me and Virgil snapped on this, he was at the refuge during the Oregon standoff, but he was in disguise, and we'll let Virgil talk about this. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, my friend? You feeling better?
Oh, yeah, doing better. We're fixing to go back to work later on this week. Everything's getting cleared out, clean bill of health, everything. Getting back on the road. Got to get the truck back in shape, and we'll be running the road.
Well, that's good. We got Ann on here. She's going to join us, and we'll be talking about LaVoy. And as you know, yesterday marked 7 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, does it? 7 years ago today that he was murdered. And I swear, Virgil, that he's the one that was inside the refuge camp. What do you think?
Okay. Before we go down that rabbit hole of something 7 years old, okay, I want to talk about you guys' hero there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever her name is, has now joined Ben Crenshaw and the rest of the Uniparty pricks is telling everybody they need to elect McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Well, that didn't happen today. They're freaking out. And I want to tell everyone listening something tonight, all right? The election was not a loss. We took the House with their cheating. We could have took the Senate, but everybody knows Mitch McConnell, who's leadership again in the Senate, pulled funding from the mega candidates, the America First candidates, whatever you choose to call them. But ladies and gentlemen, the lawlessness is happening right now before our eyes. All right?
Right. All right.
The Uniparty is in full control. They want McCarthy. Those people that are opposed to McCarthy have come out publicly and said, you know, well, he gave concessions to this one thing and another, but his words, his promises don't mean anything. All right.
That's true.
This is what we got here. All that hard work y'all did. Some of y'all worked just absolutely tirelessly to get some of these America First guys elected. And I'm here to tell you right now that it was all for naught, all right? This Uniparty is completely out of, just as flagrantly in front of us as you could ever want to see, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you don't understand what we're saying here, all right, those new guys, those mega America First, candidate that y'all are so high on, they will get absolutely nothing done. Zero pitch. Fucking nothing. All right? Now, these guys continue to go after President Trump, and he is a legitimate president. And, you know, you listen to these news stations, and they want you to believe, oh, well, you know, he's past, he's history, he's this, he's that, one thing. Let me tell you, the support from President Trump is still there for his run in 2020. 24. Right now, he holds the lead against anyone, including Biden, that the Democrats want to throw out there that it's being considered or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stay with me just a second longer, and I'll shut up, and y'all can go down your seven-year-old rabbit hole. 73%, all right? For those of you in Rio Lindo, that's a little more than 7 people out of 10. Well, how can you have a little more than 7 people out of 10? Okay, let's make, like, one of those guys who got a midget stripper on his shoulders, okay? 73% of Americans do not want McConnell or McCarthy in the leadership. They want a change of leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party just turned around, dropped their britches, and told me, you, and everybody else out there to pucker up and piss their asses because they don't give a fuck what you and I want. Okay?
All we are is just peasants, then, because I'll tell you,
we are collateral. We are working collateral against the national debt. And, you know, we touched on this a little bit, I think it was last week also, about you know, COVID deal, how that worked out. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all caught that, but I'm going to take just a minute or two if my compadres there will let me. Okay? Now, we're $31 trillion in debt. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are more like $161 trillion in debt. Okay? There's $130 trillion of unfunded liabilities. Social Security, welfare, da-da-da, and all this kind of stuff, all right? And mostly pension, retirement, and stuff like that. So, once again, it brings us right back to COVID, right? So, when they came out with this killer jab, who's the first people they offered it to? People 60 years and older. This was a blatant attempt at genocide. They know this whole fucking thing is fixing to come crumbling down. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And there's no way that much money can. I know y'all hear these TV shows and these comments, $1 trillion, $1 trillion, $100 billion, da da da. And y'all become desensitized to what these numbers is. I mean, it is absolutely an unfathomable, unpayable amount of debt. So what do you do? How about
spit her way out?
How about you right. make a vaccine and a genocidal jab? That's what I'm going to call it. I'm not even call it a vaccine anymore because it doesn't represent a vaccine in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Take out people. All right? And as I said, I think last week and the week before, the world government, whatever the fuck that is, has come out and demanded that Moderna and Pfizer take this shit off the market because they've got all these people dropping dead. All right? Now, these ain't the 60-year-olders that they were shooting for, right? These are young, healthy people. Heart attack. One thing, a prime example of that was last night's football game. 22, 23, somewhere around there. Starting safety for Buffalo, DeMar Hamlin got up after tackle, took a step, and dropped to the ground, cardiac arrest.
Look at the other guy, Russell. That was shoveling stone.
You've got to remember now, that these guys were pretty much forced to take the vaccines and they were going to play. We thought you guys got to have the vaccine.
Look at the other football player, brother. Look at the other football player that was shoveling snow, and he hit his chest with a shovel, and he went into cardiac arrest. They had to have open heart surgery. And he was vaccinated.
But, you know, this is going on everywhere. People are dropping dead numbers, and they're not reporting them. You know, it's just not absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know how to make you understand. I mean, we've been doing this, and probably does some of the best research work and stuff like that that I've seen anywhere. I mean, she's a real pro at that stuff. And, I mean, China, right now, China's just running roughshod over the U.S. They do little things to try to make it look like they're being tougher. Let me tell you something right now. China owns Biden.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And as of right now, China owns the U.S. All right? Biden is their little bitch, so to speak. And this goes on and on, and this corruption goes on and on. And that leads right back into what y'all want to talk about, this thing with LaVoie and stuff. That goes straight back to Uranium One. And these same characters, ladies and gentlemen, how can you not smell a rat when these same names keep popping up and all this stuff? Mueller, the Clinton, Obama, whoever that's. You know, now we got Ray. And we're watching the Department of Justice, the state of New York, go after political enemies, all right? And now you had Dan Crenshaw, guest third, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Pirate, I'm an ex-deal, and I'm going to go to Washington, and we're going to straighten this up, stuff like that. And he today, in front of the whole friggin' nation, told them that anyone who did not support McCarthy for the speaker job was the enemy. That is the word he used. Look, catch the replay. You can pull it up. Look at it. I'm sure it was on every friggin' network out there, all right?
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're doing, you know. I tried to stomach and watch a little bit of CBS, and those, I mean, you know, and
well, had, and with that, yeah. Russell, with that, brother, is that a lot of evidence is now coming out that Ray Epps was involved, that orchestrated January 6th, because they're coming out with evidence now with texts and everything else that he sent to his nephew. Yes, ties in with those other Capitol Police officers that were mysteriously died of sudden illness, if you remember, and everything else. Well, all this connects, how can I say this? All this connects, if you look 7 years ago, connects to everything. If you, me and Roger talked about this online last night. Connect the dots. Connect it leads. I mean, we're going batshit crazy as we were. Weren't we, Virgil? We were connecting these dots right and left. And you know,
the guy's voice is what got me. You see, I'm like this. I meet a person, they can tell me their name in 5 minutes, I'll forget their name. But I will never forget a face. I will never forget a face. And this guy, from the time I saw him on that pedestal with that bullhorn saying, we need to go into the Capitol. We need to hang them all. We need to do this. We need to do that. Something all of this time has been clicking on me. And I got to watching some videos taken of the refuge. Somebody's bumping something.
Not me. I'm off. I got everything off over here.
But and I got to watching some videos from the refuge, and lo and behold, I spotted that son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I spotted him. All right. He had a little bit of a beard then, but I recognized him. I recognized him. I bet on my dead daddy's grave that that was him. And he was there. Now, all of a sudden, 7 years later, this same son of a bitch turns up at the damn Capitol. You know, he doesn't get arrested with the other people that were at the refuge, that were all arrested, convicted, and everything else, and jailed and everything else. Okay? He doesn't get arrested with the insurrectionists, and they know who the son of a bitch is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, when everybody went to screaming, Fed, they should have listened to them. They should have listened to them, because
well,
they were being set up.
And I was listening to his voice too, Virgil, and I was telling Ann this last night, and Ann was agreeing with me. He called in on our show. He was the one that called in. He admitted he was good, but he called in and was telling us about their own constitution. Then he called in again when you invited him. If you remember, he invited him because he was a friend of Chris Hill's, and then he took him as a Fed then as well. If you remember that episode, remember him?
I remember that episode.
Remember him?
I remember
me,
it.
Me and Andy quartered his ass quick.
I did so many shows, I just don't remember that.
Yeah. Right.
I remember it because he called me. He called me right after the show and cussed me out for setting him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to tell him, I have no control over what people ask you over the show. We don't control what people say. You know, we run a free speech show. Now, if he touched on something that you feel guilty about, you know, that's between you and the person that called in. You know?
Speaking of free speech, while y'all were talking, I was thinking, you know, about all this LaVoy stuff, and I was hesitant to do y'all's show tonight because it's very painful for me to talk about this, okay? Like Shalise, his daughter, she's going to be probably showing up at my house tonight or tomorrow to come get eggs for the babies, you know? So I've been up close and personal and seeing, you know, how this really has affected the family and how it affected me, and it's been really hard. But I was thinking about, you were mentioning free speech, Virgil, and when Russell was talking, I had some flashbacks of when they first took over the refuge. I didn't agree with them taking over the refuge, okay? I would have never done that in a million freaking years. That would not have been my call. I thought that was the worst tactical strategy that could have ever happened. But let me finish real quick. But I went to militia, and I had worked so hard, and Russell was my boss guy. He was the main guy there. Well, the second in command, and he was the best militia commander I've ever, captain I've ever had. He was so good. And I started off just, I didn't know anything at all, but I worked and I worked and I worked and I worked so hard. And I started, people that laughed at me, they I got the last laugh when I passed them by. You know, I passed them up. And I did everything. I took my gun apart. I did it, put it back together, you know, just like I could do it blindfolded, you know. I passed the shooting. I did really good on my shooting. I did everything right. I made the door-kicking team, and it finally came to the day when I was going to get my freaking patch. The fucking day finally came. The best day. The only thing I wanted in my whole fucking life was this patch, okay? I worked. And I was driving like 4 hours to go to this training, and I was going every week. I mean, I was dedicated, you know. I gave up my whole fucking life for this. And that's right when they took over that refuge, and really people didn't know about it. And that whole fucking militia turned on me like a bunch of goddamn snakes. They told me that either I agreed not to talk on social media about none of that stuff or anything else for that matter about politics or anything else, but especially about LaVoy and them, or I couldn't get patched. And I told them fuck off and die. And they said, well, we voted you out. We're going to vote you out. Well, you just go right fucking ahead and vote me out. because LaVoy is my friend in real life, and I'm going to get your six, and I'm going to get his six, okay? And I'm the kind of person you should want on your militia, because I'm going to have every one of your fucking six when the whole world stands against me. I've since then got apologies from many people over that, but I never did get to join that militia, and it broke my heart. I probably could now. Well, I've trained with them since then, but not that branch, but I wanted that. I wanted that more than I've ever wanted anything in my life, probably, you know?
Right.
I worked so hard. Right. But I stood by LaVoy, and now that, because even though I didn't agree with them taking the refuge, I knew LaVoy, and I knew his heart, and I knew what his principles were, and his ethics and standards. I knew there was a reason I trusted him, and that's why I stood by him, because he's my friend, just like I'm going to stand by any of my friends, you know, even when the world turns their back on them, you know, which they did. They turned their back on LaVoy.
Oh, yeah.
And then
and
my husband told me.
You know, LaVoy called, he would call and talk to me every day almost, you know.
He said, my husband said, if you go to Oregon, I'll file for divorce. And he has never threatened to divorce me. He said, you are not going. And I said, okay, all right, honey. So he left, and I said, kids, I'm going to Oregon. Don't tell your daddy. I said, I'm making arrangements. And I started making all the arrangements, and I bought my plane ticket, and I bought my rental car and all that stuff. And so I was supposed to arrive in Portland on the 25th and get my rental car, stay the night in Portland on the 25th. I was driving to the refuge the early morning of the 26th, and I would have been in that vehicle with LaVoy Finnegan. There is no doubt in my mind. And I swear to God, God struck me down, packing my bags to go to the airport, and I literally couldn't even feel my hands. I couldn't pack. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do anything. I could not feel my hands. It struck me down.
Me and you both were planning to go down there, and all kinds of stuff had happened to us, you and me both.
But I wasn't going to militia because I don't believe in militia going out of state like that. That's not my deal, and I just don't stand by that. That's not what I believe in. I believe that we're for our state, but mostly for our local community, you know. And so I feel like we're to help the people in our state, in our community. So, but I was going up there as Wolfpack Radio, as media, but we could see where the Pete Gentile and everything else went that, you know, the media doesn't they don't respect journalism anymore or anything else. But I wasn't going to bring weapons, and I wasn't going as militia. The funny thing about it is I had contacted LaVoy at the refuge right when it started, and I told him that I had Wolfpack Radio because I was doing resistance radio, you know, with Joseph. This is my show. As a matter of fact, Virgil and Russell, by the way, y'all are my friends that came to my show and now work on my show, and that's how Joseph met him. And LaVoy was my friend that I brought on the show, and that's how Joseph met him. So that's how it happens. I have a lot of friends, but that's how it all worked out. These are all my friends.
Yeah.
But now they're all friends. You know, we're family, right?
Yeah.
But that's, so I did go back with the show a long ways. But anyways, I told LaVoy, I said, hey, you know, I have Wolfpack Radio. I never use it. It's worldwide. I haven't been broadcasting. You know, it's 2 hours a day, prime time.
I remember.
Why don't I give you the information? And you use this to broadcast live from the refuge while you're there. And he loved it. And I said, I don't know the information. I've got to go look it up, but I'll get back with you. And before I could get back with him, I had a bunch of really weird, I don't want to even go into it on this show because it makes me sound so paranoid, but, and it's such a long story. And, you know, but long story short, my phone got jacked with. I wasn't able to use my phone at all. I was never able to get through to LaVoy ever again. And even on our last show that we did on our show, I was not even able to use my phone to get on there, but we did have a lady from ATT saying I wasn't just being paranoid, it wasn't just my phone, you know, I was actually being messed with. So that is the
truth.
And
right,
I didn't have a case of the ATT lady talking to my husband on speakerphone. I recorded it from my phone. So I mean,
I remember,
yeah,
and I remember you and I both, we couldn't call each other, couldn't call nobody, they, you know, and because we were planning on going out there and everything, and we were just forbidden not to go, you know.
And I'm not
going
to be able to stay on the show the whole time, but before I get off, I do want to make sure that I let everyone know that this family is still going through a lot. They're still suffering. It may have been 7 years, but it's 7 years that they've been fighting every single day. And financially, it's very freaking difficult for these people. Now, LaVoy's book, and the way I met LaVoy was on my Facebook. We started being friends on Facebook, and I was concerned about they were poisoning the water on his property, and I kept telling people, and I kept telling Joseph, Joseph, you got to talk to my friend. He's in so much trouble. I think that I'm psychic. I really feel like they're going to kill him. And I told LaVoy on air, if you go back to the archives, that I had a feeling, like a psychic feeling, that I was terrified. You know, I was so worried for him. You know, what can we do to protect him? Because I y'all know I get real psychic, you know, and I just had that feeling. Mm-hmm. I knew from way on. This is way before Oregon, okay? But long story short, his book is called Only. He also was an author, and this book is so good. And if you ever read any of John Forshin's books, like Final Warning or The Day After, you know, talk about the EMP, and then the one that's like 1 year after, then like 7 years mm-hmm. after. It's a 3-book trilogy. It's so good about EMP. Well, LaVoie's book shadows that. It's like called Only Blood and Suffering, and there's a real shadow of it. It's like it's kind of like John Forshin's book is like LaVoie's book on steroids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
So
well,
I read
that book.
Right. It's a real easy read, and you can find it on One Cowboy Stands for Freedom. One Cowboy Stands for Freedom, and that's the website. And you can go in there and you can order these books, and you can also, you know, buy the flags, the bumper stickers, and all these help with the proceeds towards the family. Mm-hmm. They also have the DVD series that they have, the, you know, everything that went down with LaVoie. And they're so good. And Jeanette's been really trying to sell these a lot. She came to my town several times and set up some mm-hmm. And she's probably mad at me because she set up some stuff several times here in Campbell. And at the time, I was going through a lot of health, yeah. really bad health problems. And I mm-hmm. was, I don't know, I wasn't talking to people. I wasn't on social media because I was banned on everything, you know. And I just didn't have mm-hmm. any way to talk to people or advertise because I was, you know, I was literally one of the first people that y'all know probably to just get
right.
pulled out of something on social media.
Well,
right?
You know, I remember the last show we did. You weren't there. I think Warrior was there with us. Well, we did show.
You, LaVoie, and Ron, yeah.
Yeah, and Lori. And, you know, one of the things Boy told us was they had no choice because they were the feds pushed him into that situation. They didn't want him to be in that situation and everything. And, you know, and LaVoie and I talked even after the show. And in fact, I got some of his last text messages, which I found. And, you know, and... when we surprised him that
don't know if I even told y'all about this one, Joseph, but I haven't told anybody about this, actually, because I don't have permission from the family to share this information, but I can share a little bit of it, okay? And I'll try to get mm-hmm. permission to share more of it because it was real private. But his children received copies of LaVoie journaled every day of his life since he was mm-hmm. a little kid. He journaled every day of his life. Mm-hmm. They have... him growing up, his first date, I mean, his everything from the time he was a little kid. And they made copies of all his journals and gave them to the children. And at the time, his daughter, Shalice, was actually my roommate when she got that book. And I was able, she actually allowed me to read through that. And it was just a really intimate look.
Wow.
Boy. It was just so fascinating. It was just mm-hmm. amazing, you know. And I didn't get to read all of it. Obviously, I didn't want to, you know.
Wow.
I don't know.
That'd be an interesting read if they published it.
I would
it,
have had to hide
know,
that
here
for about
that.
A month and not give it back to read it all. But yeah,
right.
I would love to get permission, maybe. I should have to come over to my house tonight or tomorrow to get eggs and stuff for the babies. So I'll ask her about that. Maybe I can share some of those stories with y'all one night. Y'all would enjoy it.
But, right. But, you know,
so that's about
all
LaVoie,
say. LaVoie
One Cowboy Stands
one,
for Freedom. One Cowboy Stands for Freedom is the website. Very
right.
important.
Well, LaVoie was definitely a man, you know, that you could actually, you know, if Virgil would have known him then, he would have loved LaVoie like we did, you know. And talking to LaVoie, actually LaVoie was going to help my son. We were talking about having my son go up to his ranch. We were making arrangements for it and everything. That was before the Oregon thing and everything and stuff. But... you know, that's the kind of man LaVoie is. I mean, if you needed help, whatever, he was there to help, you know, and everything. And the way the media made him out and stuff, you know, they made him into this evil person, this evil parent and stuff. He was nothing like that and everything. And, you know, I was honored that I got to talk to him, and I was honored that we did the last show with his daughter, Tara. And he was so touched by that. I mean, he really was. He was surprised that we brought Tara on, you know, and everything. And then getting to know Jeanette over the years and everything. Yeah, I wish she would have called in because I've tried getting in touch with her, but I think she's grounded on Facebook or something because she hasn't messaged me. But But, you know, her and I got to be good friends and everything. Now I'm getting to know Chalice a little bit more and everything, talking with her and stuff. So giving her some stuff that we did with her dad and everything. So, but, you know, all this, Russell, Virgil, all this stuff, Uranium One, everything connected to the Voice Ranch. I mean, all of it, everything.
Hey guys, are y'all getting anything on this? I just see it come across for the first time. A Portland bank was set on fire, and apparently people taking credit for it is an Antifa-linked Twitter account.
No, I'm not.
You know it was white supremacist. You know it was MAGA. Shut up, Russell. You know it was MAGA white supremacist. It was probably Virgil.
Right. Hey, Virgil.
What do you want to say anything, man? You've been quiet.
Yeah, we've been awful quiet. It's suspicious. It's really suspicious.
Yeah, well, I had it on mute. I was waiting for Ann to come up for air.
I get mad at him if he brings me on here and don't let me talk. I'm like, why? I'll be texting him stuff like, why did you even invite me on the show?
Let her go ahead and talk for 45 minutes or we'll have to hear it for a month. Okay?
I know, right? Hey, I made it to the show and I haven't even said I told you so not one time, okay? So there's that.
See, this is all in line. It's all in line. Okay? And it didn't start with Lavoie. It didn't start with Lavoie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
If you look, you go back, the weaponization of the FBI against people who speak up for their rights, who stand up for the Constitution, who stand up for the flag and everything. It
back
was the way back to Ruby Ridge, Waco, and on up to this raiding Trump's house with these tax records and everything. And now they done found out, Trump overpaid his taxes. He overpaid, which is smart. So they can't get him for income tax evasion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the nuclear launch code. Where did that go? That was a bust. And now, okay, we got the Speaker of the House race going on. Let me tell you something, brother. Russell, if this Hakeem Jeffries gets in, I would rather have McConnell than that joker.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's worse than Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's full-blown progressive liberal.
Well, people don't realize this. He has sat on every one of these anti-Second Amendment
Supreme Court case, because if it goes through, then none of these bastards are going to be in there anyway, so this conversation won't even matter.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about?
If,
it's 375 people that will be taken out of Congress if this Supreme Court thing goes through and Trump will be president.
Is this the same one that Q said 144,000 people was going to go to Guantanamo Bay?
This has nothing to do with Q. This has to do with the Supreme Court. And that they have agreed to hear this case where they're saying that they weren't allowed, that Congress wasn't allowed to review, you know, allegations that there was election integrity was damaged, you know, and they weren't allowed that, which is against the Constitution, I guess. And so they're saying that they are going to hear it, and that if it goes through, what this thing asks for is there's like 365 members of Congress that are to be taken out immediately and to never be able to serve ever again, and Donald Trump will be installed as president immediately. And this is, as far as I know, scheduled, I think, January 6th. Of all the days, how ironic, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, it
never happen. It'll never happen. It's never going to happen, Ann.
I don't feel like we'd be that lucky, but wouldn't it be wonderful if it was, you know? I haven't put a lot of stock into it because But here's the deal. I do want to bring out one thing about that, because y'all know I always have an interesting perspective, right? So you might want to pay attention to this one, because I noticed something, all right? Okay, so I've been right about this Kash Patel, right, from the whole beginning. Kash Patel, he's the key to it all. I secretly think that he's the main part of the G-team, him and Nunes and Trump, right? Kash Patel, he's the main guy, okay? And Kash Patel knows everything, and his whole background is law, okay? Legal, attorney, law, stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's his whole background. And he's the smartest guy in the world, probably. So he's on a show the other day, a big show called X22. It's got like 500,000 viewers on it, okay, or maybe more. And this guy asked him about this court case that's coming up with the Supreme Court. Kash Patel acts like he don't know anything about it. This is the first he heard about it. He's going to have to go check that out. I find that very freaking hard to believe, okay? So especially with his background in attorney and law and everything else, okay, and knowing everything that's happening in the CC movement, something that's going to be heard that has been agreed to hear by the Supreme Court, and he's going to pretend like he's never even heard about it. I do not buy it. I know this guy. I've listened to every interview that he's had. Y'all know what I'm like. I'm like a dog with a fucking bone, okay, and I don't buy it. So why did he pretend like he didn't know about it? Maybe it is a big deal. Maybe it is a big deal. Because why did Kash Patel pretend like you know that he's heard about that? I do not buy that bullshit. There's no way in hell he doesn't know about that. No way in hell. No way in hell.
Unless they got something on
him. Hang on. Hey, and
yep.
I've been working 60 hours a week, so I've been kind of missing out on some stuff and not doing the lift-throughs like I should in my inbox and stuff. So what exactly is this case going to the Supreme Court? Explain that for me and the audience.
Okay, let me pull it up because I don't have all the details. Let me pull it up. Give me one second, okay? Y'all go ahead and talk while I pull it up real quick, okay?
So, anyway, going along with this, you know, and a lot of people are saying that the recession is going to be rolling in here hard. I believe that I mean, and I know I've asked, but I'm just really flabbergasted that people are not enraged about what's going on. Are they in denial? Are they just stupid? Are they just so connected to the matrix?
They're preoccupied, Russell. They're preoccupied. Yeah. Everything in modern American society has been, instead of we having a straight line of this and a straight line of that, they've taken all of this like they tore down some big barbed wire fences, and they've bundled it up and they've made this big bird nest of confusion for everybody. You know, credit card debt, this is politically incorrect. You got to go to human resources because you look mean at somebody or this or that or that or this. And this is the thing. Supreme Court case or not, you can hire every chicken shit check of pants lawyer, and you can dissect the Constitution and go to the Supreme Court all you want. If the military-industrial complex tells the DOJ and FBI to stand down, they're going to stand down. In order to enforce laws, you have to have law enforcement. You have to have somebody willing to walk up to them and say, turn around, put your hands behind your back, you're putting, get in the cuffs, put on your reading rights, and bring them to jail. You don't have that now. You don't have that now unless you speak up at a school board meeting against fairies talking to kids about it's okay to use the girls' bathroom if you're a boy, and if you're a girl, it's okay to use the boys' bathroom, and it's okay for boys to come to school wearing dresses and have sex change operations when they're 9 years old and all of this. They've cluttered our society with so much bullshit and so many chicken shit laws that everybody's confused. But the MIC says go ahead and enforce those laws, but leave the elitists alone so we can confuse the populace. Where's this confusion, this profit, brother? You don't believe that? Go run off into a riot. Go run off into Target. Go run off into Costco. Go run off into Sam's with a couple of baskets that you done weld, a couple of shopping carts that you done welded together, and make them a big semi shopping cart, and run in there and grab all the shit you can and run out. You profit off of that. You profit. Their profit is the destruction of the Constitution, the destruction of the Bill of Rights, and the only way they can do that is if you put people like this Hakeem Jeffries in here, who's going to approve every piece of gun legislation to come along and get voted on by this uniparty. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this son of a bitch gets Speaker of the House, you're going to have gun confiscation just like they had in Australia. Just like they had in Australia, brother.
First of all, Democrats are not going to be Speaker of the House because the majority are the Republicans do. So that's not happening. But what you're doing with McCarthy is go along with the flow, uniparty.
That's right.
Stuff. That's what you did with the part. But there's no way a Democrat can be Speaker of the House with a Republican.
But that what you're not looking at, brother, and I hate to play this. I hate to play the race car. You're not voting for Hakeem because you're an extremist, you're a white supremacist, and you're a racist. Boy, that goes a long way nowadays. That goes a long way, Russell, brother.
Hey, I found this case if y'all want it.
Okay. Roll with it.
If y'all don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and read y'all a letter wrote to the editor of the Times, okay? It says, I'm writing this letter to inform your readers about a highly significant case that will be coming before the U.S. Supreme Court January 6, 2023, which has not gotten a lot of attention in the press that it deserves. Brunson versus Alma S. Adams, ETAL, has been brought to the court by four brothers from Ogden, Utah, none of which are attorneys. In their case, they make the argument that when Congress certified the election of 2020 without taking the 10 days to investigate charges of election fraud, that they violated their oaths of office. Violation, if agreed by the court, would require that they would immediately be removed from office and could not stand for office in the future. Those that would be affected by this ruling would include the former and present vice president, the present president, and over 300 members of Congress. Should this occur, it will be a political tsunami that the mainstream press remains strangely silent about. Many people have felt helpless while our country has drifted further and further away from the vision of our founding fathers. What can anyone do is a cry that is frequently heard. Well, this is something that individual citizens can do, and I would encourage all those who have the above concerns, invest the time of writing two letters and the cost of two stamps. The first letter should be addressed to the Supreme Court of the United States, First Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., 20543, expressing your support for the Brunson brothers in their case, and a copy of the same letter should be addressed to Roy and Roland Brunson. And it has their address, which is 4287 South Harrison Boulevard, Ogden, Utah, 84403. If you can afford it, I would suggest that you include $1 in the letter to the Brunson brothers, as they have been fighting this fight on their own from the beginning. And as you can guess, it's not a cheap process. Now is not the time to give up. It is always darkest before the dawn. E.T. Martin, M.D.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
But what is the case?
The case is Brunson versus Alma S. Adams. And what it is they're these guys are fighting them because whenever Congress certified the election in 2020, they did not take the 10 days to investigate the charges, because there were charges of election fraud. But they violated their oaths of office because it's required by Congress, because there was a charge for fraud. Then they
yep.
were supposed to have the 10 days to investigate these charges, and they didn't. They refused to do it. By refusing to do that, they literally violated their oaths of office.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Huh. That could stand up.
Now, I'm that not sure. I'm not sure if this is correct or not, which I very seldom say because I'm usually sure. But I don't know if this is true or not. But I had heard that when people were, like, sitting in the house, like they were active house members, that they couldn't get served with these, I don't know if this is true or not, but they couldn't get served with all these grand jury indictments things. Well, supposedly there's about 200,000 or 300,000 sealed indictments that have yet to been served, okay? So I'm thinking, if this is true and that happens and they get kicked the fuck out, then what's going to stop them from getting these indictments and going down? Ha, ha, ha. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool because the Supreme Court actually requested that they rush their request to do that and to hear it. So, you know, it's looking like it might have some standing here. And they only need 4, I believe, to go on. So, yeah.
Oh.
So they're going on. And ironically, it's January 6th. Isn't that odd? Wouldn't that be a great victory for the Patriots on that day of all days to be redeemed?
Well,
I don't want to get my hopes up. I'm not saying this isn't a Q thing. This isn't something that I've really investigated very much because it just seems too good to be true. But wouldn't it be wonderful? And if it is, then none of this house shit's going to matter anyway, is what I'm telling y'all. Now, what I'm hearing is, I'm hearing that the Patriots don't want Jordan as speaker because they want him to run these investigations. Where he's the strongest at.
Yeah, I saw that today on Twitter.
There may be some strategy to what they're doing. I don't know, but I don't trust the rhinos. I know one thing, you cannot trust Corn. You cannot trust Corn at all. You cannot trust Crenshaw. Texas has a lot of dirty deep state fucking players, but Greg Abbott ain't one of them. He's actually a good guy, and people don't see that because they don't live here. And I know Russell ain't too crazy about it, but I like him. And I was listening to this podcast the other day, and I was so frustrated because this guy, he's really good. His name's Nino. You know, I was a boxer. He's a boxer. He's a champ, you know. Nino Rodriguez, the champ, right? So I'm all into this guy because he's a Texas champ. You know, he's a boxer like I was. And I'm all listening to him, and he has this guy that's running against Abbott. And they were such stupid asses. They're sitting there talking about what a shit governor he was because he couldn't bring the National – why didn't he bring the National Guard, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my God, do you know how to read? It's against the law. He can't do that. There's federal restrictions. There's federal restrictions on that. You know, it's not like you can just do that. And if you're going to have a podcast, don't you think you should investigate that before you just announce that to the world with that fake information? Then he had what's that oldest Bundy guy that we used to like, and then we didn't like, and then we did like. What's the son's name? I'm just friends with the sister, not the sons. Alman
Bundy.
Ammon. Well, so
Ammon Bundy. Yeah.
Him. And you know, even his sister Sheree Bundy, she even came to mind. Baptism here in Texas, you know. So I love his family, but and I love Ammon, and so I don't know Ammon though, not like that, you know, not like.
Well, you heard.
But, you know, he's for open borders, supported by the coach, and he reprimanded and he talked down to militia in a video. I heard the video. He talked down to militia. He freaking wants open borders, you know. So, and then he has this guy on here, and I'm like, why are you supporting him? Because yeah, the Bundy thing was all emotional, and we all got into it. But what Ammon's doing now is totally separate from that, you know. And we know that all these feds were infiltrated in the refuge, you know, and also, come to find out, in the Bundy siege. So they said that up to 50 to 60% of some of those people there, or maybe even higher, were feds, okay? So, I mean, you know, you're like, Ammon, come on, Ammon, you know, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up.
Well,
if you're saying you want open borders, don't talk bad about militia. And if you're going to have a podcast, at least be educated to know what you're talking about, you know?
Right,
but
right.
But see,
I don't know that
Ammon's really supported the Finnegans like they should either. You know, they're kind of closed mouth about it. And when I did ask them about some stuff, I was told some stuff, but it was in private. But I just don't feel like, I'll just say this, that I do not feel like he's given the genetic support that he should have. I think he could have tried a little bit harder.
Well,
and I also asked Corey to come on the show tonight. I don't know if he's going to be able to, but he was actually at the Oregon. I texted him earlier, the Oregon refuge and everything, and he actually had to go to prison over that. And so I texted him earlier and said, hey, they're saying that Epps was at the refuge. Come on, you know. I'm going to find out the good from him about that, all right?
That's interesting.
I sent him the link to the show so they get aware of what Virgil was saying about that.
Well, you heard Cliven had cut Eamon off as well, didn't you?
He
totally
what?
Cut him off. He totally cut Eamon off as well. This is what I was told. Cliven.
Okay, he was.
Eamon's dad. Cut Eamon off. Cut him totally off the wheel.
That's just gossip. You can't say that. I don't know, man. Mormons ain't really like that, I don't think, you know. They might be, but they're all about family.
Right. But anyhow,
a Mormon. I can't really see that happening, the patriarchy there. You know what I mean? Because they're all, you know, they're all love Ammon and worship the ground he walks on. Like, they think he's a god, literally. And because I'm a Mormon, I know what's going on there, you know. But with this patriarchy and they're all, you know, really high up in the church and everything, I can't really see that kind of stuff happening. You know, it just sounds like gossip to me. You know?
That was the word that was going around, you know. But I don't know, I don't know what the sex thing going around, you know, with him. I don't really see anything happening. I mean, I really don't. You know, it's like Virgil Russell said, this is just a shit show.
I trust Virgil's intuition on that, because the other day we were in a store. My daughter, she's so snobby. You know, they think these kids, they know everything, you know, and they're just, the way they talk to them, just, you know, I don't know where I went wrong sometimes, but with my kids, sometimes they say the strangest things. But there was this young, nice-looking black kid in the store standing by us at the dollar store, and I looked at him, and he had, all these braids and everything. It's real distinctive on his head. You know, he's a really nice-looking guy, real tall. And I looked at him, I said, I know you. Where do I know you from? I know you. I never forget a face. Like Virgil said, I never forget a face, you know. Where do I know you from? And I was like, do you work at HEB? Where do you work? And I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't remember, you know. And then he walked, no. So he walks off, he don't know me. And my kid's like, Mom, oh, my God. You think I'm like, oh, it's the same. And I was like, oh, my God, Henry, no. It's not like that. Jesus, God, you know. You know better than that shit, you know. Shut up. So then we go to leave. Well, it just so happens that we're standing right beside him in line. And I'm looking at him, and I can't stand it, you know. And I know Andrea's going to have a fit. You know, she's my diva girl. And I'm just like, I can't stand it, dude. Like, I never forget a face. Like, I know you from somewhere, you know. And then I was like, do you know Luke Haney or whatever, you know. So, like, my nephew, he's a rapper, you know. And he's like, you know. So we started talking. And, he actually gave Luke a ride to my house several times, you know, Academy, you know. And so I did know him. I had met him, and I do remember a face. I just don't remember names, you know. And so when Virgil said that he recognized that face, I do believe that, because, you know, truck drivers, they see a lot of faces, but they don't. But they remember a face. If you program when you remember it, you remember it, you know.
So, Virgil, anything you want to say before we close off the show? Because it's that time.
No, well, it's just coming down, folks. I mean, this is all connected. It's all connected. And, you know, I know Ann's going to go off on me for saying this. Shit in one hand, wish in the other, see which one you walk out the door with. Trump is not going to get reelected. They're not going to let it.
Quit speaking things in the game. There's power in words. There's power in words. You can't be saying negative stuff like that. You're going to bring it on. Stop that. It's like magic. Don't say it. That's bad. There's power
and
in words. I'm serious.
I'm going to quote the movie they made about this fella, this Russian
Virgil,
they traded for this sissy basketball player.
I told you so.
Okay.
God,
okay.
I'm going to
give everybody a quote that I've said many times. You want Trump back in office?
Trump.
Bullets
yes, I need
change
back.
Governments sure than votes and more efficiently. Wake up, people. It's going to come time. What are you going to wait for? You're going to wait for them to start kicking your fucking doors in? You're going to wait for them to start holding your children hostage? Huh? Because that's just about what they're ready to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
These people ain't playing. These people are playing a serious game. You brought up when Trump was running, when Trump was running, oh, he's playing chess, they're playing checkers. Well, these people are playing chess. They're not making mistakes anymore.
They are making,
they're not
a lot
making
mistakes.
These mistakes.
And they're not hiding
it either.
No.
Right.
No,
they made a lot of
mistakes. That's where the problem comes in, because people underestimate their opponents, and when you underestimate your opponent, you done lost half the battle.
Exactly. And you just underestimated Donald Trump, so your point was just made. Checkmate. Because we're going to win this mega nation and take our country back.
No, you're not.
Believe that. Either with the blood of fucking patriots or the blood of fucking tyrants. One way or another.
Put a case.
We are going to take our country back, buddy.
Put a case of old charter on it and a box of Cohibas.
Look, I'm locked and loaded. We're going to take our fucking country back one way or
another. Put a case of old charter whiskey and a box of Cohibas on it. And
this
bring it to Russell. Cause me and Russell are gonna sit in the front yard, drink every drop of it, and we're gonna
and we're gonna
smoke every one.
And ammo.
Of.
This is the fucking apocalypse, okay? You better pray to God that Donald Trump comes back.
Well,
if Trump's
gonna win, why are you
getting
all that stuff?
Dude, you better pray it ain't the apocalypse. You better pray, okay? Cause that, you know what? I don't believe in the rapture, and it's scary as shit to me. I do not want the end of the world to come. So you better just
why
pray
not?
That Trump comes back in.
I think you look good in some of them leather pants with one of them spike haircuts and driving around in a car with no doors on it and the engine sticking out of the hood.
Susan would want my leather pants if I shared a picture of them with y'all. She would want them. She would be jealous, so I can't send them. So, hey,
I could see Ross. You know, me and Russell with one of them rooster haircuts. Carrying around crossbows on our wrist and everything else, riding Harleys, shooting tires out on big trucks and all that. That sounds right up my goddamn alley. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let Armageddon come.
I ain't ready for
it's
Armageddon.
Coming.
I do not want.
It's coming.
But it feels like it's coming because I've been prepping for this for so long. I mean, I literally dreamed about the fucking Armageddon. I've dreamed it. But, you know, that's why I'm out there. I'm getting 2 dozen eggs a day, and I don't know what the hell, but I guess everything really is bigger in Texas. I have these 7 or 8-month-old chickens, these Rhode Island Reds. My eggs usually are like 48 grams, 49 grams, 50 grams, 51 grams. Yesterday, my egg
now you
was
sound like Hunter
grams.
Biden.
And today it was 91 grams.
Now you sound like Hunter Biden talking
eggs.
About grams.
91-gram eggs. Can you believe that? That's almost an ounce big. It's huge. It's freaking huge.
Are you using the same scale Hunter Biden used?
Everybody says that Tractor Supply, that their chickens aren't laying eggs, but I'm using Tractor Supply feed, so I don't know what they're talking about, but I mix mine with some Omega and some egg makers, too, so I don't know.
That's because you're not eating enough dehydrated crickets to save the environment. If you eat dehydrated crickets, it'll stop global warming and buy you one of the electric cars.
And that's
hey, can I tell y'all my good news before we get off the air? I had some good news I wanted to share with you guys.
You bought an electric car? You bought a Tesla?
Well, I've been shadow banned, and y'all got to feel sorry for me because you know I've been hit so freaking hard on Twitter, on PayPal, Patreon, Venmo, my personal webpage, the IRS, you name it. I've been hit. Facebook, you know, TikTok, ban. But I finally got a little bit of, on TikTok a little while without them banning me, so I was able to reach out and find some of my original Wolfpack and, you know, start building up my – so I've got all kinds of people coming on my YouTube right now. I'm back on my Rumble and subscribing to the show because of TikTok. And I also got offered 3 different jobs so far, and I've got a feeling there's a lot more coming. I'm going to hold off on saying the names just yet because I'm just going to put out the commercials. I'll tell you one of them. One of them is ProudNotLoud.com. And if you use the code Hurricane, and don't look at Joseph's spelling of my name because he spelt it wrong in the description after, you know, 10 years of being with this guy, you'd think he could spell my name. But it's Hurricane10, and you get 10% off, and I get money. But I also have a jewelry company and a company that does it's a fancy jewelry company, too, that they want me to work for as a social influencer for them, and I make money. But the really big one is a like a ladies line, and it feels like bras and girdles, and it's really good because I went in there and I saw one girl I wanted so bad that I ordered one in every color. So this is a good website. Well, I got picked up as an influencer for them for social media, TikTok and Instagram and stuff, as a model, and I get 20% of sales which is huge, okay? Because I just spent $100 on there, you know? So,
okay.
I mean, that's a lot of
money. I want to ask you a question.
So I'm super excited.
I want to ask you a question, Ann. Does the first name of these companies start off with either Gentleman's Club or do they end with Cabaret? Okay, because
if it's either one,
you better let me and Russell know because we're going to want to come watch the show.
They're
right.
Girdles. They're not real skinny girls that wear girdles. But, yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I don't know how I'm going to model a girdle, but or I could just hold it up and talk about it or show some pictures or something with me wearing it before and after or something, you know, because, you know, I'm pretty modest and all. But I'm excited. Are y'all happy for me? Because at my age, who would have thought
oh,
I was 57 years old that I would be getting offers left and right to be an influencer and make money modeling still at my age? I mean, I'm modeling my whole life, but you wouldn't think I would be doing it at 57. That's crazy. So that's pretty cool.
Stick in there and keep buying them Powerball tickets. You might become somebody's sugar mama.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think that's freaking awesome myself, man. Like I said, I've been real busy. I haven't spent much. Haven't spent a whole lot of time lately connected to the Matrix. I got a lot of stuff going on. Patriot-wise and personally and stuff like that. So my time's been kind of scarce. But
could you invite me to some Patriot stuff and quit being an ass? You haven't invited me to nothing in about a year. I'm kind of bored out here.
Well, first, Dan, you gotta slip him a couple of Xanaxes so he can stay out of human resources and getting his ass chewed out.
Right.
Apparently, telling someone part of them ran down the crack of their ass, of their mother's ass, and left a stain on the couch is offensive.
Uh-huh. Sure enough.
Yep.
See,
yep.
You got to be more sensitive, Russell. You got to hold their hand. What's the problem? Can we talk? Do you need a latte with some whipped cream?
Make a breakfast in bed.
Really wants you to wash the dishes for them, okay?
Dehydrated crickets.
I get my coffee, wash my
dishes. Calm you down and you'll save the environment. You know,
put your ponytail
into a bitch bun, okay? Come on now. Hey, Ann, did Russell tell you I tried to hook him up with somebody? But my friend
Russell
that I tried
girlfriend.
To
has
well, this was
girlfriend.
Back. This was before. This was before.
Right, well,
this was when he was in limbo.
Bro here.
But the friend I asked, she's a lesbian, and the same, she said all she knows is lesbian. I said, well, Russell qualifies. He keeps his fingernails short, his hair's in a ponytail, he doesn't have a boyfriend, and he drives a Jeep. I mean, that's the minimum requirements, ain't it?
Trust me, Russell's all man, okay? He's a manly man.
Okay.
On
that, Russell, how'd your transmission come out on your Jeep?
I couldn't get it over there to him. He said he couldn't get to it today, so I dropped it off this morning, and he said it'd be ready to go. When I get off work tomorrow, I can pick it up earlier than that if I need to, but. Anyway, so the rear main seal and a tune-up on my V6 Jeep, of course, you know, it's all fuel injected, all that kind of stuff, 1100. Don't forget, now, it's just not the latest art stuff like that. You've got to give the city of Houston their 8.25%. So it came up to be like 1127.
Well, but that's about the same because we had to get the fuel pump changed in our Z71, and it was right at $1,200.
Yeah,
it was right at $1,200.
Yeah.
So, but that's
they
that's,
get you,
I
man.
Love,
they get you.
Yeah, I love. Well, like I said, I could have done it. You know, I've changed out. I don't know how many rear seal I've changed out, but you know, I'm at that age now to where I'm comfortable. I have the money to pay someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Therefore, I did. You know what I mean?
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. My friend Nikki, she lives in Colorado. She's got the same kind of Jeep you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't watch her odometer when it came to that timing belt in there. Or that timing chain. You see, you have a timing chain in that engine, Russell, that will wrap around your ass at least 20 times. Okay? And something messed up with that timing chain, and it ended up costing her $8,000 to put another engine in it. So you might want to get them to pull them kind of those covers off and kind of make sure those slack adjusters on that timing chain is running right, because you got two of them that they don't run to a camshaft in the middle of the engine. They run to the camshaft on top of the head. You got twin cams in that engine. So you might want to get them to check that while they got it.
Well, when they do a tune-up on those year model Jeeps and stuff like that, they have to. I mean, that's part of the tune-up. They check, look at that stuff, and also, tell you something else I didn't know that I thought was real interesting that I found out. You have to pull the intake off that motor to change the fucking plugs. Oh yes.
There is one car, there is a Cadillac, a series of Cadillac. You have to pull the intake manifold to change the starter. But you can blame your fellow engineers for that shit, Russell. You can blame your fellow engineers.
Now, wait a minute. I am not an engineer. I am a surveyor. There is a big difference.
Oh, a surveyor. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's that time. Do you guys want to come on Thursday or?
May as well.
I hope I'm on the road.
All right. Well, Virgil, you be safe. Joseph, you be safe. Annie, my battle sister, man, love you. And you be safe out there. And we'll get together, Jack, again on Thursday.
Before you hang up real quick, just give a plug for my show on Wolfpack Radio, which is PAQ, and I'm going to be starting a new segment with Lori Swan from formerly Lori Alexander from Global Watchman News, and we're going to be doing some conspiracy 101 stuff, because there's so many people that are new into this movement that don't know all the why there was a conspiracy or why people thought this, or you know what I'm saying? And so so much of it's true now, we've proven, right? And so yeah, so I'm super excited about that. And so you can find me. I thought I was on Spotify, but I went on Spotify today and I couldn't find my account on Spotify. So I don't know if they just pulled me or like everybody else or what. But anyways, Wolfpack Radio, for sure I'm on Apple still because I saw it today, and I'm on Blog Talk also. And so if y'all get a chance, I'm also on YouTube, and that's where my conspiracy videos are, and that's Wolfpack Radio PAQ. And I'm shadow banned, so you have to search it. But I've got some really good stuff there, and I'm also on Rumble under Hurricane Ian. And I have a good video there called Watch the Water. So. And that's
sounds
it.
Great.
That's my plug.
All right, man. I love you guys, man.
Okay.
Hurricane, man, be safe out there, sister.
Let me give a plug out to Russell's newfound friend, Jim Thames, with Black Diamond Body Armor. He's going to be at the gun show in Gonzales, Louisiana. He worked all New Year's Eve trying to get this stuff out. And Russell can tell you right now, Ann, Russell's got the shit. You're going to see, if you see his rig, you're going to want one too. You're going to be jealous. You're going to be jealous that rig Jim sold him.
You know what my two big plates and two side plates, you know what the total weight are on those?
Probably about 9 pounds.
Multiple strike, they're rated to multiple strike 308, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the lightweight plates, man. And get this, Ann.
Jim gives the ultimate warranty on this thing, man. Gives the ultimate warranty. If you get killed while wearing it, he doubles your money back.
Yeah. That's special.
That's a good policy.
But he's a homeboy. He's a homeboy, and he lives in Texas. He lives down in Texas next to Waco.
Yeah, my
I'll get you to run up on
me. Way too heavy. I need some lighter plates. Mine are way too heavy for mine.
Oh, you're going to – I tell you what, it's different as night and day.
Mine are so heavy. Of course, I'm a beast after I train in those plates. But
I've got those light plates. I got the ones that double as flotation devices in case you fall out the boat, which is
good to have in Louisiana. That's what Gunny needs because he does all those rescues in the floods and stuff.
Jim
Tames, he's on Facebook. Jim Tames, Black Diamond Body Armor. Look up Black Diamond Body Armor. I will send you his number if you want to, his personal cell phone number. I'll hook you up just like I hooked Russell up, and he'll give you the kinfolk deal because he loves his crayon-eating retard here, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm out of here. Good night, folks. Love you guys.
All right, guys. Go snuggle up with your Lee Army doll and go to bed, Russell.
Thank you, Ann, for being on the show tonight.
Ann, it's good to hear from you.
She done hung up. But anyway, guys, we'll see you Thursday. Virgil, be careful if you get on the road.
I went and got my clean bill of health from my general practitioner, from my doctor today.
Oh, that's
good. I gotta go take my DOT physical tomorrow, and take a PP test, make sure I ain't got on fentanyl or nothing, and go do my 90-day inspection on the truck, then I'm good to go. Yellow.